Conservation efforts to save endangered animals often evokes images of small, defenseless creatures and environmental activists working hard to save those animals' habitats. But what happens when an endangered animal lurks under the sea and looks like a cold-blooded killer? I spoke with someone today that's going to give us a glimpse of why sharks are an important part of the ecosystem and aren't as terrifying as they look. Just hearing that music can send chills down your spine. Most people's gut reaction is to fear sharks, maybe even to destroy them. However, the threat of harm or death from a shark attack is comparatively small. Juliet Alperin is a national environmental reporter for the Washington Post and author of the book Demon Fish, Travels Through the Hidden World of Sharks.
What I look at is how we went from worshiping them and to some extent having a more nuanced view of sharks to loathing them and having this out of proportion fear of them attacking us. I explore how that's changed over time, how we're learning incredible things about them through science that we didn't know even a few years ago, and how we're realizing that they're much more vulnerable than we had thought. We are discovering that through renegotiating this relationship, we actually might take some efforts to protect sharks in a way that we hadn't in the past.
Sharks serve a real purpose in the oceans of the world. As a predator, they help keep populations of certain prey under control. According to Rob Motese, fish biologist at the Tennessee Aquarium, the great white shark is the species most often responsible for attacks on humans. Surprisingly, however, great whites aren't hungry for human flesh.
We don't taste good to sharks because we don't have the same amount of body fat in our bodies as, let's say, seals or sea lions. Because of that, generally speaking, 9 times out of 10, when a shark bites us, we don't taste very good. We don't taste the same as a seal or sea lion. Then they spit us out. If there is a fatality based upon that bite, it's probably because the bite was near some very vital organs. But for the most part, they bite us and spit us back out.
So why do sharks attack a few swimmers now and then? No one really knows. It's not easy to find an answer because it's not a widespread phenomenon. People who go to the beach are almost certainly safe. Still. Maybe it's Hollywood's fault that people are disproportionately afraid. With all the movie hype and media frenzy that sharks endure, you would think they spent their lives killing people along every coastline, but the reality is far from that.
To put it in perspective, while it changes from year to year, on average over the past decade, you have, say, 5 humans each year that are killed in unprovoked shark strikes. By contrast, you have roughly somewhere between 26 million and 73 million sharks a year that are killed just for their fins to supply this Asian delicacy, shark fin soup. And then millions more sharks are killed each year by accident when fishermen are going after, say, tuna and swordfish. You're 11 times more likely to die in a fireworks incident than you are by sharks. There are 100,000 people each year worldwide that are killed by snakes compared to between, say, 5 and a dozen people each year by sharks. So we are far more dangerous predators to sharks than they are to us.
The fact that these large predatory creatures are usually hidden in the ocean depths does add to the frenzy of fear when the occasional swimmer gets injured by a shark attack. Tennessee aquarium biologist Tom Demas explains.
When you're out in the water bathing or diving or whatever, there's always that potential that you could come in contact with a large predator, which in a sense could potentially make you prey in their eyes. There's theories about confusion. Look up and a surfer looks like a seal, and I don't know where the reality of all that has landed. I'm not sure there's a definitive answer, but instinct. They hunt.
People always lash out against what they don't understand, and people have hunted many species of sharks for sport or for dinner. When it comes to sharks and people, the food chain goes both ways. People snip off shark's fins for an Asian delicacy, shark fin soup. It's traditionally served at weddings in China. Environmental groups want to ban that particular food because the hunt for sharks is threatening to wipe out certain species. More and more sharks vanish as hunters are becoming more sophisticated, learning exactly how to track these animals as they migrate through the ocean.
You have sharks migrating along regular routes every year, and that's one of the things that we're just discovering now by attaching satellite tags, which can track how sharks are moving underwater. We have a much better sense of the routes that they're taking and, frankly, have been surprised by the fact that they do have these migratory corridors the same way you might think of the pronghorn antelope migrating across the United States by land. So certainly what you see as an effort by scientists as well as some marine activists to protect those routes, which are those places. And as you mentioned, for example, the fishermen know exactly where to go. I spent time out on the water with a commercial charter boat operator called Mark the Shark Quartiano off Miami Beach, and he specifically goes along a route where he knows sharks are swimming regularly because that's how he can catch sharks for his customers.
Protecting sharks and their environment while learning more about the species is the next step. While many types of sharks have been hunted to near extinction, there may still be time to help protect the ocean's largest predator.
The progressive states and countries are doing some good things, but it boils down, in my opinion, to more of a grassroots effort. And the answer, I think, is education, making people aware. And that's what we're able to do at the aquarium by having some of these animals on display. Obviously not the great whites and not bull sharks, but large predators, large sharks, people can come and see and learn about the animals, understanding that they serve a role in the ocean, just like we serve a role on the land. Maybe learning that and making a connection can make a difference.
You can learn more about the mystery and myth of sharks and meet Juliet Alperin, author of Demonfish, Travels Through the Hidden World of Sharks, at a free event hosted by the Tennessee Aquarium on Thursday, November 17th from 7 to 9:30 p.m. It's in the River Journey Auditorium at the Tennessee Aquarium. Follow the links from our blog at wutc.org for details on this event and learn more about the book, Demonfish. For Around and About, this is Rabbit.